AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration says it will temporarily halt some Medicaid funding to the state of Minnesota, part of what it describes as a crackdown on misuse of public funds. Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
There's been a lot of slippage. The guardrails have not been well maintained. And if you're not serious about the integrity of the program, you'll see these problems happening in your state, which is why Minnesota's not alone, although they're the first to receive this action. These high growth areas of fraud are difficult to police, so we require the states to take these issues seriously.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Ukrainian delegation will meet with U.S. officials in Geneva tomorrow. Karen Chalmers reports it comes ahead of another round of talks with Russia.
Zelensky told reporters on Wednesday that Ukraine's negotiator, Rustem Umerov, will hold talks with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Geneva.
They will try to speak tomorrow, and they will speak, I think, in first days of March.
A U.S. push for peace has already brought Russia and Ukraine to the table in Abu Dhabi and Geneva this year. But the talks have produced no breakthrough on key differences as Russia's invasion of its neighbor enters its fifth year. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cuba says its forces killed four people aboard a speedboat that opened fire on soldiers in Cuban waters. It says the boat was registered in Florida. The FBI served search warrants at the Los Angeles Unified School District headquarters and the home of its superintendent, Alberto Caballo. The nature of the investigation, not immediately clear. And Lisa Dwyer has more Jeffrey Epstein fallout.
Harvard has announced former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Summers' name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files. Summers had been on leave since November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A celebrity driving infraction.
Connecticut State Trooper video shows former WWE CEO Vince McMahon crashing his Bentley on the Merritt Parkway in Westport last July as law enforcement tries to catch up to him.
Why were you driving over 100 miles an hour?
It's my granddaughter's birthday. I got to get this to the next exit.
Right. Did you see me trying to catch up to you behind you?
I didn't see that. I saw lights, but it didn't look normal.
Video shows the 80-year-old swerve, clip a BMW convertible, hit a guardrail, and careen back onto the roadway. No one was seriously hurt.
I haven't been driving my car in God knows how long.
Right. It was right in front of you. You went straight at it. At 100 miles an hour.
Police say a piece of the Bentley flew across the parkway, hitting a Ford, driven by a guy wearing a WWE t-shirt on his way to work. McMahon was cited for reckless driving and granted a probation program. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.